One wonders what's in the sports drinks these days. What with the coach at Iowa State, the would-be coach at Alabama, and their alleged individual exploits. We don't know for sure what's in the sports guys' sports drinks, but we think we know what's in their contracts. A sort of morals clause. Something that says, you embarrass us, you're out of a job. Or, put more legally, the player shall always be fully and neatly attired in public. And, at all times, on and off the court, conduct himself in accordance with the highest standards of morality, honesty, fair play, and sportsmanship, and will not do anything which shall be detrimental or prejudicial to the club, the association, or professional sports, or which shall subject any thereof to ridicule or contempt. Fully and neatly attired. High standards of morality at all times, no acts that might cause ridicule. That's a pretty high standard. And even though it's taken from a professional basketball player's contract, he sued when they fired him for, police said, leading them on a car chase after not paying for some gasoline, you can bet that coaches have the same sort of clause in their contracts, even at the collegiate level, which means that a little misbehavior could lead to no job at all. And because it's a part of his contract, the offending coach stays out of that job, and a court wouldn't have it any other way. Take a case involving two coaches for the University of Minnesota gymnastics team. After one allegedly supplied a provocative videotape of the coaches to the players, and the other allegedly lied to officials about practice times, the school fired both coaches. There, the clause was more general, that a coach's duties included representing the university in public and in private in a positive manner. Handing provocative personal videotapes to student-athletes wasn't positive, neither was lying to officials. So the court upheld the university's decision to fire the coaches. A coach occupies a public position as an ambassador or representative for the university, the court wrote, and the university has a right to expect certain conduct of such persons, including high ethical and moral conduct. And that's even if the coach claims alcoholism, as did an assistant football coach at the University of Tennessee. He drove while drunk, speeding, it made the news, and the university fired him. He blamed it all on his addiction to alcohol, but the court found the firing valid. Alcoholism may have caused him to drink, but not to get into a car, not to drive. And again, the court noted that the public exposure had greatly embarrassed the university. Still, the real reason behind these morals clauses, if you can call them that, may come down not to blushing academics, but to concern for the players. The Minnesota court wrote that coaches have important secondary roles as teachers of young people. Because a coach holds tremendous guidance responsibilities, society can accept irresponsible behavior on his part. You mess with destiny, you write your destiny. And that's especially true if you don't even have a contract yet. I'm Amy Guida.